97.9, 105.5, KISS FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. And if you have ever taken a trip anywhere, you've gotten excited about it. And what do? You turn on the Travel Channel. You want to get all the inside scoop as to where you're going and the cool little things. And the person from the Travel Channel is Samantha Brown, and she's on the phone this morning. Samantha, good morning. How are you?
Very good. And maybe something you don't know about me is I'm a Syracuse University grad.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, the basketball team is going nuts this year.
Really? And is there still a Carrier Dome? That's how long it's been since I've graduated.
Not only is there still a Carrier Dome, it's still the place to be.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, number one, welcome home.
Thank you.
And congratulate 10-year anniversary. You don't look like you can have a 10-year anniversary of anything.
It's amazing what blonde highlights will do.
I'm going to have to try that.
So, I was very excited to find out that on your 10th year anniversary, you're supposed to get something in tin or metal.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping that Travel Channel buys me a private jet.
Oh, that would be nice. I mean, at this point, with all the frequent flyer miles you've accumulated, I mean, you literally have been everywhere, right?
I could probably buy Syracuse with my frequent flyer miles.
you might as well. You might as well. It would be nice. And then you and I could take the private jet all over the place.
Wonderful.
So
warmer destinations, I'm sure. What's the temperature in Syracuse?
Right now, we're in the 20s.
Oh, gosh. When I was there my senior year, 1992, we had a total of 18 minutes of sunshine in the month of February. That's how cold and gloomy it was.
Well, the thing is, that's February. Once we get to March, we have something we like to call St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And at that point, it doesn't matter how much sunshine you have because the green beer makes it sunny everywhere.
I remember it well.
Oh, yes.
Syracuse really prepared me for the rest of the world in terms of temperatures. Nothing could compare to the cold of Syracuse. So it really forged the traveler I am. I'm no wilting flower because of weather.
Yeah, if you've ever walked up the hill to go to a game at the Dome, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yes, Arctic.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking to Samantha Brown, the Travel Channel. It's 10th anniversary week, right?
Yes.
Okay, so explain exactly what that is.
Basically, we're celebrating my 10 years with four different shows, the first show being a fanathon.
Okay.
It's 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. And the fanathon is basically all the viewers' their favorite moments from my 10 years. And it was disturbing to learn that they love me being the girl next door, and they also love it when I get the wind knocked out of me.
Okay.
And they love it when I'm punched, hit, fall. So it was a revelation on my viewership. The second special is Inside the Suitcase. This is sort of the reveal, my own private feelings and thoughts of having the best job in the world.
Nice.
Things you didn't know that happened behind the scenes. And then there's a sports special because I basically do whatever I can when I'm in a destination in terms of activities, from zorbing. I don't know if you know what that is.
I have no clue. Yeah, no.
That's when you put yourself in a big ball. It's about 10 feet in diameter and roll down a hill.
Oh, I've seen those. Those are the big clear ones, right?
It's ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
Centrifugal force is a powerful feeling.
Yeah.
So it's just a great culmination of 10 years of work and from Disney World to Nicaragua to the Great Wall of China. So it's just, I get to look back on it and go, wow, I can't believe I have this job.
Again, we're talking to Samantha Brown, the Travel Channel. TravelChannel.com is the website. 10th anniversary week. A funny story. You actually missed your flight to go to the audition for this job, right?
I did, yeah. The buzz story is that it's the job I almost didn't get because I missed the flight the first time, and Travel Channel said, we need to see her, and if we don't see her in a few days, she can't get the job. So I was on the exact same flight, was about to miss it again, and I actually ran out into the tarmac to the plane, put myself in front of the plane, and said, please, and they let me on. Obviously, I would not be able to do that today without being shot. But,
yeah, you'd be arrested right now.
It was a different world back then, but that's what got the job.
That's absolutely amazing. We're talking to Samantha Brown, Travel Channel. You literally have traveled all over the world with you and a suitcase and a camera crew. There's got to be one or two that stick out in your mind as far as either, oh my God, I can't believe we're here, or the most fun, or let me ask you this. You are going to Destination X. How do you prepare for this? Do you Google it? How do you prepare and stuff?
Yeah, I do. You know, obviously, I have producers, and they prepare everything. So they know where we're going to go. We have a meeting, what we want to do. And then I do my own research and just find out really about how people live, because that's my biggest interest. It's not only what you visit if you go to the Eiffel Tower, if you're going to go to the Roman Colosseum.
Right.
But basically, what is the lifestyle that you, as a traveler, are able to immerse yourself in and really enjoy while you're there? Because you want to do things that are different from your own life. So what are those things?
Absolutely. Now, with you being the travel extraordinaire and been doing this for 10 years, I would imagine that when people go on vacation, they ask you about the all the places that they're going.
Yes.
What's the number one place that they ask you about?
They always ask me about Hawaii.
Okay.
Because we did a series there, and that's a real dream destination. And by the way, this is the year to go to Hawaii. Prices have never been lower. They have such a huge supply of hotels, and of course, because of the economy, these hotels are not being filled, so it's just supply, demand, economics. So if people are dreaming about going to Hawaii, as I know they are in Syracuse, this is the year to plan the trip. And it's, you know, 85 degrees year-round, so there's no bad time to go to Hawaii.
That's awesome. I would imagine that people talk to you about Disney a lot, too.
That's true. Very good point. Disney World is a huge, again, dream destination, and it's, you know, it's a daunting place to go to. I don't think people understand that when you get there. Disney World is, I believe, 5 different parks, and it's a massive place. It's almost its own autonomous state, and so you really do have to have a game plan.
Yeah, no, we're actually, my fiance and I are going in a couple weeks, and the one thing that we learned is whenever you're in Disney World,
with
given a chance to go to the right or to the left, you always go to the left.
That's right. I mean, that's left. Yes.
Yeah, because the human nature is to always go to the right, so if you always go to the left, the lines will always be shorter.
Absolutely, and you want to show up to those parks a good 15, 20 minutes before that gate opens, so you're the first one across the line, and go to your favorite dream ride first.
Okay.
And so, you know, you get those fast track tickets.
Yep.
So you get the fast track ticket, but you don't use that for your favorite ride, because you're going to your favorite ride. There's not going to be a line. It's going to be maybe 10 minutes tops. Then you use that fast pass ticket to the second ride.
There you go.
Your second attraction.
So, again, we're talking to Samantha Brown, Travel Channel. It's 10th anniversary week. For more details, travelchannel.com. Is there any place that you want to go that you have not been yet?
So many places, and actually I'll be going there in March. Japan is my dream destination. I'll be there for about a month.
That's awesome.
Yeah. No, isn't it? It doesn't get old for me. It's amazing. I can't believe I get to go. And we're hoping to do an African series after this. We're actually right now in the process of shooting an Asia series. So I just got back from Cambodia and Thailand, and I'm leaving for Malaysia next week.
Do you ever get sick on the food?
Absolutely, I just did, but in Cambodia, just something didn't agree with me. But you have a flat stomach, you're 5 pounds lighter, so there's always a silver lining at the end of that bad cloud.
I completely understand. Again, Samantha Brown, Travel Channel, the 10th anniversary week, travelchannel.com. I can sit here and I could talk to you about traveling forever, so I'm just going to tune in. Thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Well, have a great time in Disney World.
Absolutely, I will. Samantha Brown, everybody, the Travel Channel. We'll be right back. It's Big Pop in the Morning on KISS FM.